episode 361.
There's so much different stuff, and it's all exciting stuff to me because it's the future in a way. So I have to adjust, and I have to embrace all of that. And it's all really cool in my generation because we're all in technology already.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hi, Carm Capriotto here, and welcome to Remarkable Results Radio. Question: what motivates you each day? What makes your heart tick? Are you falling short on aftermarket inspiration? Welcome to the treasure trove of knowledge with over 400 engaging interviews for the aftermarket pirate who's constantly seeking the vein of wisdom. Hey, this episode is presented by Federal Mogul Motor Parts. They are the reason you enjoy these free aftermarket interviews. When you need innovation and quality, you need Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Brands like Moog, Felpro, Wagner Brake, Anco, Champion, Seal Power, FP Diesel, and more. They're the parts tech trust. Find out more, fmmotorparts.com. And thanks for supporting these brands. A shout out to new Facebook friends, Amy Hodges, Moena Mugabe Mutapa, and Robert Ruse. Find your links to connect at remarkableresults.biz/social. Are you listening to the new podcast, For the Record? Well, it flows right inside your subscription, and it's on the website too. Cool, crisp, and often fiery opinions from your aftermarket colleagues as they speak For the Record. Hey, if you're heading to ASTE or APEX this year, I sure do hope to see you. Please look for my studio and stop and say hi. Meeting my listener is a special pleasure. Now, joining me in this episode are Scott and Michael Waddle of Precision Auto Service, Langley, British Columbia, father and son, owner and prodigy. Scott is a great contributor to the podcast, and in spring 2018, we hooked up in Seattle at ATE. That's when I got to hang out with the Momentum Group and had the pleasure to meet Scott's son, Michael. Michael told me that he was there to take classes. As the conversation continued, I realized he was talking way above my pay grade. I was blown away. In my mind, I was trying to figure out how old Michael was. I'm thinking teenager, a smart teenager. When I found out that he was 14 years old at the time, that really spiked my interest. I was looking at our future, a passionate teen who loved cars and technology. I was so inspired by his passion and knowledge at such a young age, I asked Michael to come on the show. With the support of his dad, Scott, you'll now get a chance to hear what I believe is a look into the future, what I saw in Seattle. This interview will inspire you just like it did me. If it does anything, I want you to inspire the high school counselors and students you know to give this a listen. Michael is an example of our young people getting a chance to tinker with our high-tech automotive world and get excited for a career in it. Scott has done an awesome job giving Michael an open book to engage with vehicle technology, computer networks, and even to create apps. And hear of those remarkable apps Michael has been concocting in the shop and how Scott is nurturing his son's gifts. Keep in mind, Michael is our future, and he will be 15 years old when the episode hits the air. Find the show notes and key talking points, remarkableresults.biz/E361. Now let's listen to Scott and Michael Waddle. Hey, a warm welcome to Scott and Michael Waddle from Precision Auto Service, Langley, British Columbia, father, son. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good morning, Carm.
Glad to have you here. Father, son. Michael, I met you at ATE in Seattle in March 2018, and I have this memory of you and me walking down this hallway in a hotel, and you were going on explaining so many things that were way off my radar, way beyond my pay grade. And I think your dad was around, or someone says, "How old is he? How old is he?" And someone said, "I think he's about 14. And I said, "Oh my God, there's the youth of our industry, passionate individual that sees the future and gets it and understands it and knows automotive." And I had to work on getting you on to talk about it. But thanks for being here, Michael.
Thanks for having me, Carm.
Glad to have you, Scott. Thanks for employing Michael and engaging him at such an early age. I think we were on the phone and you said, listen, he can't do all the heavy work in the shop because he's still, you know, according to Canadian laws, I guess, there's certain things you can't do unless you take your good old, what do you have, a Toyota? You take it home and you work on it?
Yeah, I work on my car. It's at our shop, not at home, but I work on it.
Scott, do you remember the day when Techs Today, owners today, they worked on their car in the driveway?
Yeah, Michael's done a combination of both because we can't always keep it at the shop. But sometimes it's in the way and it's not insured for the road, just for storage. So he does a bit of both. But when he has a project to do, what was your biggest project, Michael?
Doing the timing belt on it.
So we put our repair plate on it and drove it into the shop so we could do that job. He does a variety of jobs at home, and bigger ones we take it to the shop for a weekend when we're not going to have time constraints of getting a bay back available for production.
Michael, you just dove right in it. Did you get some advice? Did you open a manual? Did you have a tablet sitting next to you to guide you?
We have software with some information on it, but that's only when it's kind of, I need to figure out something that it's a bit more tricky to get, but I just go and it's taking just bolts off and it's just go at it.
Glad to see that you're learning the hard way. And you've got, of course, all the great assets of the shop. Well, Scott, you've got to be so lucky as a dad to have a young Gen X, probably here, or Gen Z son in the business. And can I really be so bold to say that he's in the business?
Yeah, he really is. That varies from day to day. As you have alluded to, he doesn't do some of the heavy jobs, though he can, but we do have a full staff. So and he has to go back to school in about a week and a half here. He's not looking forward to that.
Oh, school. I know exactly. I felt the same way.
It's not like we rely on him from day to day, but lots of work within the shop he does do, whether it's creating work orders for tomorrow, doing tire work, he does lots of that. You know, mounting, balancing, TPMS sensor, registering, programming, relearning, air filters, light bulbs are his specialty. What would you do to every car you could find?
LEDs, put LEDs in them.
Yeah, he likes to convert cars over to LED. Just another modern, that's the Gen Z way of thinking, right? Long lasting, low power, better for the environment.
But however, guys, I'll bet you that Michael, Scott, is your resident geek.
Absolutely. He has our password manager, our software, our network, as it is, our network is not what he wants it to be. He wants our server to be based on a different setup than our IT company wants to do it. And he's always complaining that it's not the way he would do it. And, that's a balance that he has had to learn. And sometimes, as the youth do, they don't necessarily accept it, but he deals with it because when he's not there, somebody has to be able to solve the problems. And until he's finished school, he's not there all the time.
Dad, if we changed the network, I could launch a rocket.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things we're actually hoping to go do is that, just another interest of his, but he's a huge fan of SpaceX and anything that Elon Musk does, really. So going down to see a rocket launch is on our bucket list of things to do.
Not just rocket launch and then land.
Right.
That's the other thing.
The up and the down, huh, Mike? Michael, yeah?
Yeah.
The landing's cooler than the launching, actually, the way those things work. And, of course, to go see the Tesla factory, that is a huge goal of Michael's, I'm sure, to go down and do that. And that's in Fremont, California.
Yep, Fremont, California.
So what is that, like a 10-hour ride for you guys or more?
It'd probably be a bit more to do the drive. We would. Yeah, it's worth flying. Probably.
Yeah, it'd be worth flying and then renting a car down there.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael, so you're hanging the shop until school starts, and then they're going to have to take you kicking and screaming, I'm sure. However, when someone in the shop needs some help, what do they come to you for?
They'll usually come to me for if I need to, like if they're pulling a vehicle out, like opening the bays, checking lights, if they need a hand, trying to holding something out of the way so they can do something.
You're an all purpose. You're always there and you're probably busy 8 to 10 hours a day.
Yeah, about that.
So what are you doing for the software? Did you ever go in and just give yourself your own technician number and book hours for your dad and have your dad say, what the heck is this?
Well, about when I started working, it was like 2-3 years ago now.
Yeah.
I created myself on the time clock so I can clock in and out so he can pay me. I have a user account in our system so I can manage stuff in that and stuff in the system like that.
I should probably check right now because I'm pretty sure he's on the clock paying him for doing this interview.
Oh boy, you're in trouble now, huh? Scott, your dad's going to send me a bill.
Yeah. His first year, it was about 3 years ago, at the end of the summer, I didn't know he'd created that account for himself. I thought he was just logging in with my account or whatever. And at the end of the summer, he pulled up a report and said, well, at $15 an hour, this is how much you owe me. Yeah. And it was just like, what? Where did that come from?
Yeah, where'd the 15 come from?
I know, yeah. So
back in my day, we were in low single digits. I don't know about you, Scott, but
We had to renegotiate his wage when he started working that many hours.
Dad, I could go to McDonald's or I could work here. You choose. Michael, you're so young man. The world's your oyster. What do you see? What's exciting on the horizon as you look at automotive technology?
In the technology, like in automotive, there's so much new stuff now. It's like there's everything from electric cars to like autonomous cars to you can have a big screen like in your car, and like on some cars you can just like browse the internet. There's so much different stuff. It's all exciting stuff to me because it's the future in a way. So I have to adjust and I have to embrace all of that. And it's all really cool in my generation because we're all in technology already.
Think of it, Scott, when he's your age, he's going to be working on level 5 vehicles.
Yeah, and he, all that ADAS stuff, he's quite knowledgeable about. And he's the one who taught me about those 6 levels of autonomy.
Five.
I assumed it was 5, but I didn't realize we started with 0, not with 1. So that's stuff I've learned from him. It's forced me to keep up and to change my outlook on vehicles as well. As we had mentioned before, I think in some of our other talks, we have an electric car and it's our shuttle vehicle. Well, I doubt I would have ever bought that electric car if it wasn't Michael piquing my interest in the technology. We actually have in Vancouver this electric vehicle association, which had a big show last weekend. And we actually sponsored that show, went there, set up a car and a tent and a table, met all sorts of people. We weren't talking so much electric cars there, but we were talking the hybrid cars, the batteries, the replacement, reconditioning, and such that we do on them. And Michael set up that show and worked the whole show. We had to leave the house at like 6:30 in the morning, and we were there till like 6 at night. The setting up, how we were setting up for the show, for our presentation, our PowerPoint. I wrote the text for the PowerPoint. He put it together. He did more for that than I did.
Amazing. You're working so well in tandem. You know, Scott, I almost think of the words, well, I'll delegate that to Michael. But Michael is in it. He wants it. I mean, this is his wheel. Michael, this is your wheelhouse, right?
Yeah, it is.
So you love hybrid battery reconditioning?
Anything really to do with the hybrids, the electrics, stuff like that. I am all into that as well because it's like a step with the technology. It's my future. And if I don't change to that, then I'm just going to be behind. So I have to adjust and learn all that stuff because it's my generation that's going to be responsible for even not just like it's going to be the world. And so the hybrids and electrics are helping that. So
I'm blown away by what he just said. It is a statement of the ages. I'm responsible for change. You know, this it's my generation. If people were in their 40s and 50s believed like you did, that their future would almost be a little bit more clear. Wow, how cool is that? So you did all that battery reconditioning research, I believe. You and I chatted, Michael, and you brought it. I think you're doing some things in Western Canada that no one else is doing.
Nobody in Western Canada at all. There's one other shop in Canada, but we're the only one in Western Canada that's doing hybrid battery reconditioning. And same with hybrid battery replacement for a company, but we're the only ones that are doing it. So we can really get into the market and our name can get around on that stuff because nobody else is doing it. And we can really grow and let everyone know who we are with that stuff.
Brake jobs are a staple component of all successful shops, and getting the brake job right helps build a quality reputation for any shop. When the best is called for and stopping distance, rotor wear, and pad life are important to every shop and its customers, Wagner OEX brake pads are your only choice. Based on benchmark testing conducted by Link Engineering Company, Wagner OEX pads can stop a pickup, SUV, or CUV up to 50 feet sooner. Based on internal testing comparing new Wagner OEX to other Wagner offerings, the unique design of Wagner OEX increases pad life up to 2 times longer. The customized shape and slot design of each of the more than 114 SKUs creates a turbulent airflow that allows for cooler operation and improved stopping power for the vehicle on which it was designed. Wagner OEX cover 95% of the U.S. market of pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Wagner has the science behind stopping perfected. They conduct 13,000 critical tests each year, and as of today, have 258 issued patents with 68 patents pending. Wagner has earned their stripes. Now they want to earn yours. Install Wagner OEX, the customized brake pad that can stop your customer's truck up to 50 feet sooner. Scott, do you ever say to Michael, hey, listen, we need a standard operating procedure about that, knowing that he's got that built into him? He knows it. He loves it. He can see how, you know, tab A fits in the slot B.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the stuff he has, like putting together spreadsheets to like when he pulls a battery pack apart and say a Toyota Prius has 28 modules, he's built spreadsheets to track the voltages. So when you go through and test them, he records the voltage and the
it would be the voltage drop from like a load on it and be the amount of capacity it has and right. The starting voltage and ending voltage. So
actually putting together the SOP, maybe not quite so much, but he's actually put the pieces together. Someone just has to take it and write it up. As he gains more and more responsibility for new areas within the shop, we're actually going to have to delve into that a bit deeper. So we have one instead of, and I do say it to him, it's like some of the stuff, you're the only one who knows it. So you have to, we have to have a system.
Yeah.
Wow. So when you go back to that, that grind called school, somebody's got to be able to follow in your footsteps.
We do have that. We have one tech within the shop that works with, him and Michael work together all the time on the battery stuff. So he's not doing that exclusively, but he has all the spare time where, you know, the other techs are
working
have the responsibility vehicles, yeah. of production, which gets in the way of experimenting in R&D and learning a new thing. And sometimes learning curves can be steep. And so it's actually quite helpful to have someone who's not worried about day-to-day production be able to spend the time and experiment and learn about these things.
Wow, what a valuable asset you are to the business. You're a lucky guy, Scott. Michael, when you were at ATE this past spring, March 2018, what classes did you take?
I was taking a hybrid battery or hybrid vehicle, just a hybrid vehicle course in general. So it was information on the batteries, the motors, the inverter, just general stuff like that. Things about like the safety disconnects, all that stuff.
And this is Michael's second year at ATE,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, my second year.
He went the first time last year in 2017.
Local training sessions, Michael, what interests you today?
We do have AC Delco training here, which offers regular training every few months. And I was just given the training course this morning, actually, or the outline. And there is an ADAS course that might be of interest to him. But otherwise, he has not enrolled in any local training. It's all been distance-based stuff, internet stuff. He's done the whole Continental General Tire training program, or he's 99% of the way through it right now. And other stuff. I would imagine, like, coming into ATE next year, we would probably enroll him in a few courses this year instead of just one. They were nice enough to just allow him entry, kind of like as a scholarship type thing, no charge, into a couple courses. But it might be time next year to put him in a full regimen of training.
Yeah.
Are you going to go through the traditional training and apprentice program that exists in Canada? Or are you just going to do high school and join the shop? Scott, do you have plans to send him to college, or do you want to go to college? I'm curious about, the next 3 to 4 years, Michael.
When it comes to stuff like that, it's like, in Canada, it's the Red Seal, but we have, in my high school, we have an automotive shop, and we have, it's called the ACIP program, so we can go through that to get our Red Seal easier. But I don't actually know if I'm going to go into it, or I don't know where I'm going. It's just this is kind of like a skill that I can, it's learning. So I can actually use this as life skills a lot of the stuff I'm doing. So I don't know if I'm going to go into automotive specifically, or I might go into it, but I don't actually know what I'm going into yet.
Michael, did you have any say in the design of the new shop?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, definitely everybody's opinion was taken into consideration on the design. And he was one of the first to do the 3D virtual tour with the virtual reality goggles and such as well.
I just love it. So, virtual reality walkthrough of the new shop. And I'm assuming, Michael, you are a big app guy. I mean, my children are, late 20s, early 30s, and apps are their world. I can't imagine for a soon-to-be 15-year-old, apps must rule your world.
There's a lot are actually pretty useful and have a lot of information, but I actually have built some apps for us to use. Like, I built an app for our hybrid stuff, actually, for calculating voltages for the battery. And I also built an app for our oil change calculator to figure out when we should put in the next service. So apps are actually are going to be a really big part of, even just our industry. Like, we have an app being built for our shop right now. It's just one of the things that it's going to have to embrace as a business.
Yeah, they're going to be used everywhere. The one we're building for the shop is for our loyalty rewards program for our clients. And that one allows people to, they collect points that you can reach certain levels, which open up new rewards and allows payment if someone wanted. So you could actually send your kid to pick up your car and you could make the payment on your app, and your family member could show up at the front counter, just click a button, and payment gets processed without actually having to, hand over your credit card or anything like that. Michael also built an electric vehicle charging time calculator.
Yeah, it's a calculator where you can select your vehicle, and it'll tell you how long it'll take you to fully charge your electric car.
Fascinating. What does it take to create or write an app? Did you learn computer code? Is it drag and drop? How's it work?
Well, the way I've been building mine, the oil change calculator and all of those that I've built is through an online website, through Java, and then it's a website that it's built based on. But I've also done coding on Android and iOS. I have two apps, or they're not really apps, but they're an app for those calculators on Android that is available to download. And I have played around with iOS a little bit as well, with my MacBook for it. And it's playing around with the apps. I actually have a somewhat functioning version of it, of a different calculator, just a calculator, but I have played around with it a lot. And it's pretty big how much there is you can do with it.
Comprehensive.
Yeah, comprehensive.
That's the word I was thinking of. Do you also play video games?
Yeah, play video games.
But not really. Michael, he does play some video games, but he's not a huge gamer, I'd say, by any means. When he was younger, he probably got pretty heavy into Minecraft.
Yeah.
But and he still plays it once in a while. But really, I see a lot of other kids his age that are way more into video games than he is. He has so many different interests that he doesn't spend too much time in any one area. And he keeps so busy working that he doesn't, you know, doesn't spend too much time on them by my estimation at all. I think it's pretty balanced.
Yeah. That's kind of why I asked. With all the stuff that I hear going around, I thought you were going to say, no, I don't game at all. But, you know, you got to keep those skills honed a little bit. And
I think it actually does. It's the right balance. And Minecraft was a very interesting game where it actually you learned a lot. And you applied a lot of logic to it and stuff like that. So it really was right up his alley.
Yeah, think about it. I mean, it's all logic, writing code, writing apps, troubleshooting diagnostic issues on vehicles. TPMS, God, it's all logic, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Michael, I hear you're the go-to TPMS guy in the place.
Yeah. There are some vehicles that the TPMS systems on are actually pretty annoying. For me, it's actually kind of like, since I'm all into technology, I can understand how some of these systems and how reprogramming and all that works. And I can actually, it makes it easier for me to understand how it works.
TPMS is an annoyance to every tech in the shop, and it's a challenge to Michael. And so that is why he's kind of the guy that you get after you try doing it the way the tool tells you, the way that all data or Mitchell tells you. If it doesn't work, then give it to Michael, let him spend a few minutes or sometimes a little more than a few minutes, and he'll figure it out. And sometimes it's, we have seen cars where you had to go up or down a year. We've seen some where you had to go a combination of, it's like we had to program as one thing and then train them as another year.
It's like the module in the car was a different year than the actual car, but it was really weird on that one.
He just sees it as a challenge, right? His ability to research and gain information is very, very good. He can just find stuff and apply it very fast.
Future's pretty bright for you, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah.
And I think that's why he doesn't commit to whether, and I don't want him to, whether he's going to, his future is in our shop or in cars at all. It certainly could be, and it might be from a completely different level, but he sees the business from all the different angles. He can write an invoice. Right now he's doing our inventory. It's our year end, August 31st. Last year, he barcoded our inventory. I'm like, I don't know how barcoding is really going to help, but what does it do? It's not like the techs are going to go grab a part off the shelf, scan it on a barcode, put it on a work order. That's not how it works in our shop. The techs are too busy fixing cars. They don't, the parts show up, they put them on the car. But he showed me how it made sense. And so now when for doing inventory, barcodes make it very fast. You scan it and you, if you got 10 of them on the shelf, you just, beep, 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 beep 10 times, and it just counts it up. So he showed us ways to put technology in where it was there, but I never even saw why we'd want to. There's so many different sides of it that he does. Our website, he does minor changes and revisions to our website. The software he's added so much to our management software, whether it be service packages, creating part numbers, organizing, like coding things into ways that are more easier to find stuff. He's got a lot of different qualities that make him very useful to us in the business, not one single area more than another. And as long as it's got something to do with technology and software, he's good at it. But he could go into engineering. He could be working for Tesla, and whether it's, or he could be working for SpaceX. I mean, it's the options are at 15. You got lots of choices still, and it's too early to commit.
Refreshing, Scott, to hear you say that. Family business is dad wants the children in it. It's almost like, yeah, please go out and get college and get educated, but come back because I want you part of this. I want the succession plan to be easy. I want you to be there. But you just said, you know, if he wants to, wherever Michael wants to go, I want him to go there.
Yeah, I'd hate to hold him back by putting him in our business, but he is very valuable to us, but his future is whatever he needs it to be.
Oh, I know the challenge, Michael. I just thought of it. Let me be your agent here now. Here's how it works, you see. Hey, Dad, I'm going to go apply to Tesla. I think I'm going to get hired. Your dad says you better find your replacement, and he better be as good as you.
You write up your job description and those standard operating procedures before you leave.
I love it. So you're going to be 15 in September 2018, and you are so grounded. You talk at such an incredible level. I think the world, there's nothing you can't do.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
So give me an idea of your future. What do you got planned in the next, say, couple of years? Because you're not going anywhere. You're still part of the business, still with family. Graduation is still a bit out. What's on your agenda to help Dad and yourself?
The new building, certainly number one occupier of not necessarily my time, because you can only put so much time into it at this particular point. It's a lot of hurry up and wait, but it is definitely the one that occupies the most headspace sometimes when you even though no progress is being made.
Any apps you want to write, any special training you want to take on, any responsibilities you want your dad to give you?
He never fails to find something to do. That's the amazing thing. Yesterday, just on his own, he started doing the inventory. August 31st is our year end. I don't know whether he had that in his mind or whether it's just he felt it's somehow he knew it's been about a year since we did it. Or I think he probably came across, and because it's so logic and black and white, when inventory counts are wrong, which inevitably happens, it annoys him just as much as it annoys me. And so he saw something that the inventory was wrong, and he's like, we got to fix that. So he just started counting fluids and filters and stuff. And it's just like, well, how opportune is that? We need to do this before the week's over.
Michael, three adjatives to describe you, who you are.
His curiosity is never ending. He always has to find out how things work. Never scared, to try and figure it out. From the earliest age, whether he was 3 years old and stacking three or four chairs and boxes up so he could get to something on the top shelf, or whether it was just taking things apart, he has no fear as to how digging into something to find out how it works, both physically with his hands and tools, but also mentally with the keyboard and his mind.
Cool. I so loved the fact that you guys together came on, and we have a glimpse of such a young, bright young man who is the future of our industry. No matter where it is that you're going to go, if we have you for X amount of years and then someday you become the president of operations for Tesla, who knows, right? Or the head of engineering for SpaceX. Great. God bless you for that. But in the meantime, what a great asset you have, Scott, and I just think an inspiration for the other dads who are listening to the show, who are saying, you know, I've got a young a son or a daughter who's involved in the business, and Michael reminds me of him, and it's great. It's exciting to see continued training, continued success, and listen, when you make your first million designing apps, would you let me know?
Sure.
We'll be sure to do that. Yeah. You know, you brought up something there that I think is important, because I've heard so many times over and over, not in our general crowd or the, the network that I have, or that you're in our automotive industry, the network that you've formed, Carm, but from so many others, is how I never want my kids to go into this business. And it's really disappointing to me to hear that, when there is actually so much opportunity if you just do it right. And even if you don't do it right, the life skills that you learn along the way are so valuable. And Michael brought that up himself. He realizes it, because we fix things on cars, of course, but we fix everything around the house too. And knowing how to do these things are so valuable, because we don't get stuck. When you can fix things, that's an art that is being lost on our next generation, because everything's disposable. I want my kids to go into this business, but I don't want to force them to be into this business. I want to give them the exposure, the opportunity, the ability to learn all those skills, and then take them to whatever it might be. And I think we both know that any good automotive technician has a huge opportunity ahead of them in today's world, with the skilled trades being so much in demand, and the technology, nowhere is the technology married with so many different parts of our world than in the automotive. And it's expanding faster than anything else as well. So we have the right, we actually have a really good opportunity for our children to learn this industry, and learn the business side, the people side, and the technology, and the skills, and then take them wherever they want, and hopefully come back.
Once you just said that, Scott, the thing that I thought about is, Michael, you'd be a heck of an inspiration to parents who believe that their children need to grow up to be accountants and lawyers and doctors, but they were really born to, you know, they've got this logic burn inside of them, working with their hands, and the skilled trades we need so bad. You'd be a great spokesperson for the industry. Tech Force Foundation could use you to go out on a speaking tour next summer.
Well, you really could be his agent. See if you can sign him up. We'd just have to get the teleprompter working. I think that Michael doesn't always have the ability to just talk off of the cuff. He has to have a subject that's really interesting to him, and then he can do very well. But we need more young youth in our industry, and we're facing the challenge already. It's only going to get worse in the next 10 years.
Scott, thank you so much for your support. Back in August of 2016, we sat down for our first episode about 2 years ago, and then we had a great roundtable at ATE with the Momentum Group. This was we released that in May, and of course you were in a couple of town hall academies, impacting a difference for the struggling for success people out there, and also 12 tips on holding great meetings. So you've been a great supporter of the podcast. Thank you so much, Scott. Thank you so much to Scott and Michael Waddle from Precision Auto Service, Langley, British Columbia, our future.
Thank you, Carm.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Scott and Michael Waddle, for being on the show. And thank you for listening all the way through. An amazing father and son story, don't you agree? A lot of shop owners would like to see their children work in the family business. In this case, it's working for Scott and Michael. Who knows what the future will hold? Find the father and son's key talking points, links to previous episodes, and links to their website at remarkableresults.biz/E361. Hey, please see the Apex page on the website to get firsthand information on the service EDU panel that I will moderate fall 2018. Also, the website is packed with more than just great audio interviews. Read one of my blogs. Hey, we'll see you in the next episode, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.